Now, every time you open Facebook on your smartphone or use the self-checkout at the supermarket, you are using virtual buttons. They're known as soft keys. They're basically the pictures that act like buttons on phones, iPads, ATMs, anything with a touchscreen. Most of us take them for granted, but what happens if you have limited eyesight and can't actually see or feel the buttons? This is the problem that Sydney University researcher Dr. Anusha Witana set out to solve. He's developing an electronic fake tattoo that would deliver phone-like vibrations when operating the touchscreens. We are lucky enough that he's with us in the studio this morning. Anusha, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
So it sounds a little bit like science fiction, this electronic skin tattoo. Tell us how it works.
It's an interesting piece of technology. So as you said, most of the devices we use today, they show us things through their displays. They generate sound so we can hear, but very little research going into things we feel, right? So we thought what we can do in this domain. So this particular technology is, what it does is at its basic level, it stimulates our nerve stems in our skin, which are connected to sensors called mechanoreceptors. These are the sensors that can help us to understand if a surface is rough or smooth, or for example, when your phone vibrates, that's how we feel it, because these sensors get actuated in our skin. So we stimulate the nerve stems that are connected to these receptors. So in turn, our brain thinks that there is something vibrating on our skin. So why electronic skin is because what we manage to do here is to make this interface really, really thin. It is so thin, it's about 35 microns, which is about half the thickness of an average human hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So eventually the result is that you don't feel it on your skin. So it delivers this tactile information. And it is so thin and conformal with your skin. So it is like a tattoo. So that's why we called it tattoo. So tactile.
Very cool.
Tattoo. Yeah.
So outside of, I suppose, using a phone or an iPad or something, what sort of uses are you hoping that this could have?
Right. So, well, right away, I can think about, as you said, visually impaired people, right? They rely on tactile information to learn about our surroundings, even when they interact with computers. Either they have to listen or otherwise they have to get information through tactile sensors. And some of the researchers suggest that they actually prefer tactile sensation because you can keep your ears open. So this is one of the very, very straightforward applications. If you think about Google Maps, for example, it's so easy for us because we can see it. But this visual information, or should I say like spatial information, you know, graphical information, it's not easy to explain with text. But if you have a method of exploring and finding these spatial relations, that's where this kind of technology comes into play.
And I know it's still fairly early on yet, but how much would this sort of technology cost? How accessible would it be for people?
Right. So in terms of research, what we are doing, we have invested quite a bit of money on capital, how to build this. But at the end of the day, technology itself is not that complicated. So the actuators or the devices that we have built are printed using screen printing. So it's not like it's not built in this high-end lab with people wearing lab coats, and it's fairly accessible. And also the cost is, it's not that expensive. If you look at it, it's just silver nanoparticle ink, which doesn't cost too much. And we use actual temporary tattoo paper, which is also very, very cheap at large production. You know, when you have bulk productions, it will be really cheap, so that will be like a band-aid. You attach it in the morning, you stick it in the morning and you throw it away in the evening.
And so best case sort of scenario, when are you hoping that this might be something that we could see on the shelves in shops?
That's a good question. I think there are a lot of other technologies that should come into. We have to sort out a lot of different problems before we get to that point. So I'm continuing research in this area. Also, my colleagues, because this project was done in Germany with the leadership of Professor Jürgen Steimler when I was there in Max Planck Institute. And we both of us are working together, collaborating still, and I'm continuing this research in Sydney to get these problems sorted out. But I think 10 years is a really good guess. And I think derivations of this basic principle we will see fairly soon, like in 2-3 years even. So we are working towards some other means of delivering same sensation and same similar type of interfaces through different kind of technologies.
It's some amazing work. Anusha, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.